Hey everyone, you know what time it is. It's time for Key Speaks Loud, and I'm your host, Key. And on this episode, we are going to discuss a topic many of you may have thought about, many of you may have heard about, many of you may have even been involved. So the question is, or topic, so to speak, single or married? Yeah, single or married. So I know you're probably thinking like, what are you talking about, or what does she mean? Well, the question is, if you aren't married, are you technically still single? Now, the trick to that is, even if you're dating someone, even if you and this person said you were exclusive, are you technically still single if you aren't married? Now, I post this to my social media about a week or two ago, and I got a lot of feedback. I even got more questions. I wanted to see people's insight or their input or their opinion about this particular topic. I had some great feedback, which I am going to share a few of the responses with you guys, just so you can kind of get a feel as to what people think, what people feel. If it's something that you agree with, if you think that you disagree with, I'm also going to leave my email at the end of this podcast, because I definitely want to hear some other people's feedback. Once you listen to this podcast, I want you to shoot me an email and let me know exactly what you think in regards to what we're talking about. So Shay said, unless it's dealing with the government, if you're in a relationship, you are not single. Single until married applies to legal situations, in my opinion. If you're in an open relationship, then that's a different story. Interesting. Tasha, one of my top followers, she responds to everything. She has feedback anytime I post anything. She said, well, in my opinion, if you're single, you're not married. If there isn't a ring on it and a piece of paper to prove you're taken, then hell, you're up for grabs. Dating doesn't mean ish, just being honest. Some married people, they're single because they are not happy in the marriage, so they're looking for happiness or fulfillment that the spouse isn't doing, but that's a different topic for a different day. Okay, Tasha. Jazzy said, you can't be single and still be committed. You have to take the steps to monogamy long before marriage if that's the ultimate. Otherwise, you'll always cheat. It'll be all you know. That was a good point. Hazel Eye said, this is hard. I'm not married, but we have been together so long, people think that we are. As for me, I'm keeping my options open. Also, in today's society, they don't give a crap if you're married or single. If they want to hook up, that's exactly what they're going to do. I know some married people in whole relationships out here. Well, Simone said, if you're in a relationship, having a clear understanding between two of you as to whether it's closed or open, or an open relationship. Therefore, you leave no room for hurt, conflict, or questioning. Know what you want, walking into something, and what you're willing to accept in return. But you must clearly keep an open mind to every area. These were some really, 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 really great responses. I have to say, I do believe in love. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. I know it sounds a little cliche, but that's just how I feel. So do you all think it's disrespectful to go after a person in a relationship? I have to ask that because nowhere in the Bible, if you are a religious person, does it state that it's wrong to date. You commit adultery when you are married and have sex with someone other than your spouse. Most people date with the thought of marriage, but what if you only date one person? How do you know someone else is better? Also, why can't you go after someone who you are attracted to, even if they have a partner? I really want this to sink in because I really, really, really want to get some feedback from some of my listeners. I want to see what your take is on this. I want to see what your beliefs are on this. You can reach me at kekesunny@gmail.com. That's kekesunny@gmail.com. Again, thank you all for listening, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to Key Speaks Loud. Bye.